determination. Yeah. That is emptying your bucket. I saw so many cases of guys emptying their bucket, man. That was special, man. Way to go, Jose!
For your first win, man, this is yours. Appreciate it.
The head coach and the quarterback's records are tied to each other. Fourth quarter comeback, win, one of many.
I know that we are on to week three, but if we could go back to week two, obviously, in a very emotional locker room after the win, it was an emotional game to watch. A lot of highs and lows for you as a head coach, but at the end of the day, you walk away with a W. Just take us back to the feelings that you had and then the feeling in that locker room.
Okay, just for you, because it's hard to do, right? We've moved on, but it was a great moment because our football team had worked so hard throughout the whole offseason, throughout training camp. Didn't start well week one, and to have that almost slip away, but we come back with a tremendous drive at the end to win the game and just show the resilience and the determination. It was a great win for our organization.
Take us through that final drive, because you saw so much pressure throughout the week on Musgrave, on the coaching staff to open up that offense. So to see Derek Carr out there commanding and then so many different threats on the field, was that nice, a testament to your coaching?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, any of the perceived pressure was not really affecting us or a part of what we were about. We were about planning our work, working our plan. We put together a really good plan, went out and executed it. We were, you know, talked to our guys about, hey, let's believe in the things we're doing. And they did continue to believe and allowed us to go out and have a good moment. And look, as happy as we are, you have to go on to next. Whether you win or lose, you must go on to the next game. Get your entire focus on that.
Okay, so let's focus on that defense. And now here we are, week three. You guys take your first road trip. And there was a little change in signal caller. Obviously, McCown named the starter over Manziel. Does that change your game plan, your approach?
It may change some of the calls that we go to first. But we've got a plan. We've got a plan for having both. You know, we've got a, you know, whether Johnny started and then, you know, in comes McCown, or McCown starts and in comes Johnny, you have to be prepared for the backup. So, you know, we are preparing for the Cleveland Browns football team. They have many, many challenges, and knowing each of the quarterbacks is just part of the preparation.
So when you look at your receivers and how they'll do against the Browns secondary, obviously it was great to see the AC/DC connection and then Michael Crabtree and what he was capable of. I mean, you saw he does have some of the best hands in the NFL. Do you expect the same amount of production? I mean, two receivers, 100-plus yards against this particular secondary?
I'll say this. This is the biggest challenge from a secondary standpoint maybe that we'll see all year. This secondary is extremely talented. They have four Pro Bowlers in their secondary. They don't give up a lot of passing yardage. They do a nice job with their scheme, so that's a challenge. We'll see how we face that challenge.
What about your secondary? Because I saw a lot of improvement last week, and I know that's been a focus because it is a young group of guys. What do you expect against their receiving core?
Yeah, it's again, you get an opportunity. You know, we feel like we're making headway. We feel like, you know, really we have allowed some really easy plays to go big on us. Really easy plays that should be shut down, not a problem. We've allowed them to become explosive gains, and that really takes a lot out of the defense. It's like getting kicked in the gut. There'll be some tough matchups, some tough plays. We're actually doing pretty good in those. So, you know, you can see where when we put together some of the basic fundamentals of how we do things and start doing it at a higher rate, we're going to have a lot more fun.
Okay, so you're on the road for the first time in the regular season. I traveled with you guys during the preseason, but now these are the games that count. So what's the message for the players, especially the young guys who are heading on the road for the first time?
We're going to learn how to travel. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to be purposeful. We're on a business trip. You know, we're going to go on the road and take care of business and understand what's coming at you. A hostile crowd. They're going to be as loud as we let them be. So it's up to us to play good football and kind of get them quieted down.
Now, you guys switched up some things with the practice schedule this week. Was that because of the road trip or you're just trying out some new things?
Everything that we're doing, everything that we're touching from the moment that we arrived here as a staff has been about what's the best way for us to prepare the football team. And everything we've done, whether it be the weight room and the way we eat, the way we meet, the way everything we do is being examined. And if we think there's a better way, we're going to look at it.
Whatever works at the end of the day to get the W. Go get yourself a W on the road. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Coming up
here, part of that dynamic duo, we'll sit down with Michael Crabtree.
I just wanted to be a Raider, just like the rest of the greats. Looking at Tim Brown, that number 81 in that black and silver when I was little, it's a dream come true.